You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, and what a show we have for you today. I'm going to show you a lot of videos, and we got good news and bad news. The bad news is, well, everything's going to hell in a handbasket, and control the demolition of the entire world's economy to bring about a global tyranny of never-ending proportion. The good news, I'm going to get to do my Australian accent a lot today, a hell of a lot. I'm going to mock the Aussies till the cows come home, and I hope you're here with us. But first, let's begin with this latest from John Bowne. Surgeon General vilifies life-saving treatment. Here it is.
I will say that the president's looking forward to welcoming the prime minister, who's already in town, as you know, having a variety of meetings today. We expect their conversation to be wide-ranging, to cover a range of topics of mutual interest, everything from COVID-19 and our efforts to address the global pandemic,
We've got a plandemic. We're running a plandemic because that's what they call it behind the scenes. It's funny to them.
Dr. Murthy, it's great to have you with us this morning. Let's go back a step and talk about those booster shots and why you think they're necessary.
Well, good morning, Willie. Yesterday, we made an announcement that we plan to start offering booster shots on September 20th. We've seen, number one, that your protection against the worst outcome of COVID, hospitalizations and deaths, if you get vaccinated, still remains high.
If we don't admit we're in a war, if we don't admit the globalists are enemy, if we don't admit they fully captured the Democratic Party, if we don't admit they control almost all the national news, and if we don't admit that they're literally out to get us, we don't have any hope.
I think how quickly we get back to normal really depends on what we do in the weeks ahead. And specifically, it depends on how quickly we vaccinate people. Keep in mind, even though we have the prospect of the winter coming with increased respiratory diseases, and we saw a lot of spread of coronavirus last winter, there's a big difference between last winter and the upcoming winter, which is that we have millions and millions of people in our country who are now vaccinated, who are protected against COVID-19. So that is going to help us, but we've got to do more because there are still tens of millions who are not vaccinated yet. I'm encouraged, Brianna, that last week, toward the end of last week, we had 3 days in a row with over a million people getting vaccinated each day. That hasn't happened in a long time, but it's a sign that our vaccination effort is accelerating. We've just got to keep our foot on the gas.
This is a premeditated plan. The head doctor in Tokyo says he's talked to thousands of doctors that have treated tens of thousands of people with a 100% cure rate with ivermectin, and those that don't have it die. And then I personally have seen it with my own family, and then I sit there and watch that evil Surgeon General tell me natural immunity doesn't exist and ivermectin's no good.
God gave us natural immunities to everything.
See, you're,
why would you want to interfere?
You're an older man than I am. You're probably in the what the government would say is the risk category.
Well, who come up with that?
What would you say to him, doctor?
We are seeing more and more data that tells us that while you get some protection from natural infection, it's not nearly as strong as what you get from the vaccine, especially with the Delta variant. Today, I issued a Surgeon General's advisory on the dangers of health misinformation. Surgeon General advisories are reserved for urgent public health threats. Today, the Rockefeller Foundation is announcing a $13.5 million commitment to counter health misinformation. Combating misinformation has to be a priority, and it needs to be an all-of-society approach.
That's like saying, don't give that baby mother's milk. Babies don't need food. Put it in a crib, close the door, go on a vacation for a week. You come back, the baby's dead. You'd say, you're a crazy person, you're a criminal. But, oh, it's a guy in an admiral outfit, so it must be okay. What type of freak show, Twilight Zone world do we wake up in? Well, these are globalists. These are enemies of the country. They're at war with us. And you keep wondering why they keep attacking. You keep wondering why they keep lying.
Share that video, folks. Band.video. Share it. Share it now.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around.
I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. That's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Welcome to the cavalcade of insanity. It really is amazing how every single day I'm just flooded with stories that it's just like they're all just unprecedented, unimaginable nonsense. And you would think that this would be unsustainable day after day after day, but here we are. Hopefully we can at least learn from them and strategize against many of these plans. Let's begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks. Your daily dispatch for the 2nd of September, 2021. We're going to start in the land down under. Cops who have spent the last several months imposing brutal lockdown in Sydney's West have been caught throwing a party at their police station. More than a dozen staff gathered in a common room to share platters of food. The New South Wales police said they are investigating the party to see if lockdown rules were breached. Well, let's see. The lockdown rules so far say you cannot gather in any groups more than like one. You can't leave your home. You can't travel within 5 kilometers without a special pass. I'd say they're probably breaking some rules, especially when you see that some of the cops pictured were not wearing masks at this little gathering. So Monday morning, they're grinding your face into the concrete and sending you to jail for years on end for opposing their lockdowns. And on Monday afternoon, they're having a little party with each other, flaunting all of the same rules that they will brutalize you over. Unbelievable hypocrisy. The funniest part about this is that the party was to bring LGBTQIA awareness. It was a gay party. It was a big gay party. It was like, well, are we allowed to get together? Well, no, of course not. You got to stay home. You got to not have friends. You got to not look each other in the eye. You got to get your food delivered by robots. Well, what about the gay party? Well, you have to go to the gay party. That's mandatory. We have to show support for our LGBT brothers that we're currently imprisoning in their own homes and sending to camps for an imaginary disease. If you don't go to the party, you're fired. If you do go to the party, you go to jail. What are you going to do? It's Australia. Incredible. Just wild. Pictures from the event posted online show staff around a party table at the station located in one of the 12 COVID-hit LGAs of concern where they celebrate the Wear It Purple Day to commemorate the LGBTQIA+ community. Thank God we have that plus sign, or that would just keep going. It just keeps growing and growing. It's like a blob from a horror movie. One observes picture not wearing a mask, which is required in public indoor venues. And that's just one of our many stories from Australia today as we move on to another, even more outrageous one. Quote, needs his mom, 3-year-old QLD boy trapped in New South Wales. The mother of a 3-year-old boy stranded in the rural New South Wales has fired back at claims from Queensland's chief health officer that the family had not made requests for border exemption. Again, when you read these stories, it's like, wait, what is actually going on? I'll tell you what's going on. A 3-year-old boy was visiting his grandparents in a different state from his parents, and they won't let the boy go home to his parents. They're just like, no, he lives with them now. It's COVID. Dr. Jeanette Young said Memphis Francis, the 3-year-old boy, could be allowed to return home from Queensland, from his grandparents' rural north or New South Wales property. Memphis Francis III is stuck in New South Wales at his grandparents' property near Griffith after Queensland closed its borders. Memphis's mom, Dominique Facer, fired back at those claims, saying she'd applied for an exemption despite being told over the phone not to bother applying. Can you imagine? Can you imagine calling and just like, well, there's this border closed, but my three-year-old son is in a different state with his grandparents. Can I get an exemption? They're just like, don't bother. It's like, yeah, but that's my son. I'd like to have my son back. And they're like, yeah, but it's the whole thing. So just, they belong to him now. And he belongs to them. And just move on. Just move on. We've got more important things to do. There's a party this afternoon. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. This year has been the year of unprecedented weather occurrences. Totally shocking coincidence. Wow, really amazing, isn't it, that we have just all of these catastrophes all at once, even though they seemingly should have nothing to do with each other, or at the most should actually cancel each other out. Haven't you noticed that you had the Black Lives Matter uprising in 2020, the same time that we had COVID, and you would think that maybe the COVID lockdown would prevent the protests, but no, they all go along at the same time, and now weather has joined the fray, and you just have continuous, as Drudge Report mentions, biblical floods across the entire world over and over, forest fires, unprecedented heat waves, cold waves, all at once. It's truly amazing, isn't it? Again, you would expect with a world under lockdown and transportation at a zero for an entire year, grounded planes and harbored ships, maybe the weather effects would decrease. Maybe there'd be some sort of grace period where we weren't polluting the earth and causing global warming. But no, apparently that doesn't happen. 8 dead in New York region as historic flooding is caused by the Ida remains of Hurricane Ida. The National Weather Service has issued its first ever flash flood emergency warning for New York City as the remnants of Hurricane Ida brought heavy rain that flooded subway lines and streets in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and New Jersey. Police in New York City reported 7 deaths, including a 50-year-old man, 48-year-old woman, and a 2-year-old boy who were found unconscious and unresponsive late Wednesday inside a home. They were pronounced dead at the scene. Police said one death was confirmed in New Jersey. There's also rumors now that a zoo in New Jersey is flooded, and there may be zoo animals running wild in the streets of New Jersey. We'll keep an eye on that. I've just seen rumors and text messages. Haven't seen anything reported on that yet. But yes, folks, unprecedented once again, first time in history, weather effects totally unknown before this year and are now a common occurrence. Wonder how that happened. Apple announces first states signed up to adopt driver's license and state IDs in the Apple wallet. Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah are among the first states to bring state IDs and driver's licenses and wallet in the app wallet to their residents. Driver's licenses and state IDs in the Apple wallet provide an easy, fast, and more secure way to establish a digital panopticon to surveil and track you at all times. No, I'm sorry, that's not what it says. Secure way for people to present their driver's licenses or state ID from their iPhone or Apple Watch. Look, you may think that they're just doing everything they can to establish a digital permanent social credit score where they can control your ability to travel, move, communicate, and purchase things by slowly but surely implementing the tools that they will need to bring this about. But that's crazy. It's all for your convenience. Carrying a card in your wallet, you might as well tie an anchor around your neck. It's impossible to do such a thing. We have to have it all consolidated on a single device that is biometrically linked to our physical being and tracks and surveils us and even has our health records. It's for your health, of course. It's for your convenience, obviously. DHS fears Taliban takeover could inspire uprisings by U.S. insurrectionists and white supremacists. CNN claims, yeah, those white supremacists famed for their love of the Afghan people. President Joe Biden declaring U.S. pullout from Afghanistan complete and the war over. His government is shifting focus to enemies at home, namely white supremacists and extremists, allegedly cheering on the Taliban. It's like, oh, cheering them on? Well, maybe next they'll give them $80 billion in weaponry. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be a show of support that the white supremacists could do? It's truly incredible. I don't know what they're so scared of. What? It's just because Taliban, a ragtag group of... Afghanis, 75,000 of them running roughshod over an entire country, humiliating the American military and dominating and getting complete control over the entire land in under a week with nothing but the grassroots support of a couple thousand dedicated fighters. How would we be inspired by that? What is inspiring about that? Nothing. That's what. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. White supremacists and anti-government extremists have expressed admiration for what the Taliban has accomplished, a worrying development for U.S. officials who've been grappling with the threat of domestic violent extremism. Well, look, sir, we've been telling them for years that if they try to rise up against us, it's a hopeless endeavor and we'll bomb them back to the Stone Age. Then the Taliban goes off and shows that it's all a lie. What are we supposed to do? We'll call them white supremacists and get the media on it right away, sir. Right away. We'll be right back for more of the Daily Dispatch. That despicable Taliban. How dare they?
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big. Two URLs that I hope you'll write down, I hope you'll save, and I hope you'll visit. One is swanbitcoin.com/Alex, where you get $10 free of Bitcoin. They are the highest rated service for folks that want to be above board when they invest in Bitcoin. Swanbitcoin.com/Alex. And then for you great listeners and viewers that want to support the InfoWar in this critical fight, Infowars.com/crypto. You can donate Bitcoin there and a whole bunch of other cryptocurrencies as well, and then we will use it in the fight against the globalists. So Infowars.com/crypto if you want to support the InfoWar and want to take us to the next level. Your support is critical. The globalists aren't going to back down until we defeat them, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Infowars.com/crypto or swanbitcoin.com/Alex to get involved. Thank you and God bless. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Around the world, the general public has woken up to the fact that this isn't a left or right issue. This is a global corporate Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset takeover. This is a technocracy. But very few leaders, Orban, Bolsonaro, and just a few others, are addressing it for what it is to their people. A foreign, anti-human, anti-family, anti-God takeover of the very biological system of humans. This is a corporate takeover of our bodies, of ourselves, with the world ID, the medical tracking system that will be tied to the carbon taxes. It's all been announced. It is a dystopic
nightmare, and humanity is starting to organize, but our leaders aren't. We need Senator Paul and Senator Hawley and others that have shown some understanding of this, and Senator Cruz, to organize against this foreign multinational corporate takeover through big pharma, big banks, and big tech, or we have no hope.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Let's continue with our daily dispatch. As the fear continues to be ratcheted up, folks, Bigfoot is on a hunt. Be very afraid. Go inside. Shut your doors. Shut the blinds. Lock the windows. Bigfoot is about. Far-right extremist groups planning to attend September rally at Capitol. The Associated Press reported Wednesday that far-right extremists, including members of the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, are planning to attend a rally at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. later this month. Oh dear, how dare they? Citing three sources who requested anonymity, the AP, Citing three sources who are federal agents, the AP reported that the rallygoers intend to demand justice for hundreds, and they put justice in quotes, by the way, justice, as if it's not justice. We're going to demand justice for the people that are in prison for January 6th and have been for 9 months without a trial, without being able to talk to their lawyer, without getting evidence, without any fair treatment whatsoever, protesting that, and they put justice in quotes. Okay, all right. For hundreds of people, rallygoers intend to demand justice for hundreds of people incarcerated on a variety of charges from breaching the Capitol on January 6th in protest of the 2020 election results. Police have been discussing whether to put, again, the large fence around the Capitol, much like the one that remained months following the January 6th riot in which pro-Trump supporters, et cetera, et cetera. They're locked down. Uh-oh, American citizens protesting the government. Call in the soldiers. They're not allowed to do that. But they have a grievance that they'd like redressed. Well, let's put fences up and barbed wire and machine guns to stop them, because they're terrorists, after all, demanding their justice. Incredible. The WHO says it's monitoring a new COVID variant called Mu. And frankly, what is going on here? Are we really supposed to trust the health of the entire globe to people that can't even get their naming conventions straight? This should be Epsilon, damn it. But no, it's called Mu for some bizarre reason. It's a cute name for mutation, I guess, because it has mutations that potentially evade immunity provided by previous COVID-19 infections or vaccination, the WHO said. The new variant was first identified in Colombia, but has since been confirmed in at least 39 countries. So at least they got on it early. There, it's just in 40 countries around the world. The variant contains genetic mutations that indicate natural immunity. Current vaccines or monoclonal antibody treatments may not work as well against it as they do against the original ancestral virus, the WHO said. Gee, I wonder if the fact that this so-called vaccine is leaky and doesn't actually prevent transmission is causing any sort of ADE or other mutation a la Merrick's disease. I know we'd look into that. I know that if there's one thing that our scientists are very concerned about, it's of the possible negative effects of the vaccine. I'm sure they'll look into that very quickly. Here's one of those stories that I mentioned. It was just like, really every day we got to have a story like this that just knocks me back. And thank you to a Twitter follower who sent me this. Inventors of the CRISPR gene editing appointed to Pontifical Academy of Sciences. Pope Francis has appointed the co-inventors of the CRISPR genome editing technology to the Pontifical Academy of Sciences. Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Charpentier, who discovered CRISPR fewer than 10 years ago, were appointed to the Vatican Scientific Academy consecutively August 10th through 11th. CRISPR is the simplest technology to date for editing human DNA. It allows scientists to create an enzyme called Cas9 to cut and paste gene sequences just like God intended. Just like God intended. Now, I remember that verse in the Bible where God is like, I created you in my image. All is as I intended it, but I was kind of sloppy. So go in and fix things up for me, will you? The ability to edit genomes could also be used for purposes other than medical treatment. A number of human traits could be enhanced or changed, such as vision, intelligence, or athletic ability. Now, just like Jesus wanted for all of us. Thank you, Pope Francis. Thank you, Catholics. From the New York Times, the world is still short of everything. Get used to it. Now, folks, you thought capitalism was unassailable. You thought those grocery stores would always be packed with a variety of choices for your food and pleasure. No, no, no. That can be taken away from you, and it is being taken away from you. Delays, product shortages, and rising costs continue to bedevil businesses, large and small, and consumers are confronted with an experience once rare in modern times. No stock available and no idea when it will come in. In the face of enduring shortages of computer chips, Toyota has announced this month that it would slash its global production of cars by 40%. In Britain, the National Health Service recently advised must delay some blood tests because of shortage of need gear. They're calling it the Great Supply Chain Disruption. The Great Supply Chain Disruption. Quick reminder here, this is not the virus. The virus did not do this. There's no reason why a virus should halt production and destroy supply chains. It's being done because of the lockdown. This is happening because it's controlled demolition, because they are purposely destroying our ability to maintain civilization. The mainstream media is calling it the Great Supply Chain Shortage. Toyota has halted 40% of production. GM has shut down several plants. There's been a 150% increase in factory fires. There's a global container shortage. Everything that can go wrong is happening at once, and it's all totally a coincidence. Don't look into it at all. Just suffer. Just suffer and assume that it's there's nothing you can do about it. It's inevitable, in fact. Mitch McConnell says Biden is, quote, not going to be removed from office. Senate GOP leader and traitorous turtle Mitch McConnell on Wednesday shot down calls from within his own party to try to impeach President Biden, pointing to next year's midterm election as a potential check on the administration. So do you get it yet? Do you understand what is really happening? I don't have the story here, but Liz Cheney has been promoted and is now vice chair of the January 6th commission, just in case it wasn't absurdly obvious to you already, which people don't get this still. It's not left or right. It is a permanent entrenched class of elites versus everyone else. You either get on our side or you're on their side. The reptilians. Okay. Put it bluntly here. Just amazing. It's just, you know, it's one thing when they don't do what you expect them to want to do, but when they actively come out and are just like, we're announcing now that we're doing nothing to stop Biden and we will capitulate to everything he demands. It's just like you're announcing it now. Okay. All right. Great. Anyway, we could go on and on with that, but let's move on, shall we? Pro-life wins. SCOTUS lets Texas 6-week abortion ban stand in a pro-life victory. The Supreme Court of the United States ruled 5-4 on Wednesday not to block the new Texas law banning most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, while legal challenges to that law proceed in lower courts, which is great, you know, just a wonderful victory. 6 weeks not killing babies. I think that's the best we can hope for. I think the best we can hope for is for our society just not to murder innocent newborn babies or innocent preborn babies for a limited amount of time. That is success these days, because that's just how far we've fallen. Speaking of cash for criminals, San Francisco will start paying people not to shoot each other. San Francisco may be best known for its poop and needle-covered streets, but the liberal stronghold, driven into the ground after decades of Democratic leadership, is about to experiment with another fix for its self-inflicted wound, using taxpayer money to pay criminals not to shoot people. Okay. All right. And, of course, they're already doing this in New York City, and it's just to be expected. It is to be expected, after all. And we'll get into what the justice system even is a little bit later in the program. I have a few more stories, so I think I'll save them. We'll finish up with the Daily Dispatch in just a few minutes on the other side, show you your meme of the day, and I'll pick which video I want to start showing you, because boy, oh boy, do I have a wonderful selection of videos today.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders, because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's always critical, it's always vital, it's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of health to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, let's finish up this Daily Dispatch, shall we? FDA in rebellion over White House's rush to booster plans. That's the headline from InfoWars.com. There's a mutiny going down at the FDA over the Biden regime's outrageous plans to shoot up extremely low-risk kids as young as 12 and give boosters for all adults. Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock sent a memo Tuesday evening to vaccine regulators reiterating her support as frustration over the process spreads within their ranks. The Biden administration's decision over when to administer coronavirus vaccine boosters are triggering turmoil within the FDA, frustrating regulators and sparking fear that political pressures will once again override the agency's expertise. Remember, on Tuesday, we reported this, the two top FDA vaccine regulators resigned, Marion Gruber and Philip Krause. But now much of the cord within the agency centers on the administration's decision to push ahead with boosters before the FDA's top scientists had a chance to weigh in. Well, you didn't think this was about science, did you? You didn't think this was about healthcare, did you? Put the stamp on the form. We're rolling out the booster shots. CDC admits vaccine effectiveness against hospitalizations is falling. Again, at InfoWars.com, vaccine effectiveness against COVID infection has plummeted from 91% to 66%, and effectiveness against hospitalizations has fallen from estimated 97% to as low as 75%, the CDC now reports. Well, you know, you should do is just inject more of it. You should just inject more of it and more of it and more of it, and eventually you'll die. Pfizer is now developing a twice-per-day COVID pill that must be taken alongside vaccines. Pharmaceutical mega corporation Pfizer is now developing a COVID pill that is meant to be taken alongside COVID vaccine that have already made the company a staggering amount of your money. The new pill is expected to be released by the end of the year and will be required to be taken twice a day. Get vaccinated, wear your mask, social distance, lock down, and take your two times a day COVID pill. Be a good little boy. Cover up, again from InfoWars, Biden administration erases Afghan weapons report from federal websites. The Biden administration has deleted government accountability reports from the federal websites detailing the cost and number of weaponry and equipment the federal government provided to the Afghan army over the past two decades. A 2017 Government Accountability Office report that was deleted shows that between 2003 and 2016, the U.S. government supplied 75,898 vehicles and 200 aircraft to the Afghan army. But that report has now been deleted. State Department requests we temporarily remove and review reports on Afghanistan to protect the recipients of U.S. assistance that may be identified through our reports and thus subject to retribution. Oh, because of all the terrible things you did? Oh, because of all the terrible things you did, now you can't tell us about them or else there might be retribution for them? Interesting. Interesting stuff there. So we already know how many weapons were given to them. We already figured that out. You can hide it now and pretend it doesn't exist, and of course that is what they'll do. Here's a story from National File. U.S. Navy setting up new punishment squad called the CCDA to punish vaccine resistors by administrative separation. The United States Navy is forming a new disciplinary squad called, according to an unclassified memo, the Navy policy document from Washington, D.C., states that a new central authority called the COVID Consolidated Disposition Authority. Wow. They've got, they've got 1984 author George Orwell on call for this naming. The COVID Consolidated Disposition Authority. Well, how are you disposed towards the vaccine? Just incredible. They'll be the arbiter of punishing unvaccinated military members. The document states the CCDA will serve as the central authority for adjudication and will have at his or her disposal the full range of administrative and disciplinary actions. The full range. Hey, maybe they'll just kill you. Maybe they'll hang you. Death by firing squad. Who knows? But that's it. That's our daily dispatch. Here we end with the meme of the day. We see a nice Catholic priest with a crucifix. That's indoctrination. That's indoctrination. That's bad. How dare you try to indoctrinate children? Of letting a transsexual demon actually proselytize to your child? Well, that's wonderful. That's a great thing. Soy jacks. They're the best. All right, folks, that's your Daily Dispatch. Remember, you keep everything that we do here at InfoWars alive by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Your support is our lifeline, and you can take your health to the next level and get high-quality everyday essentials for up to 50% off right now with our sale at InfoWarsStore.com. There's no better time to make sure you're boosting your natural systems and getting your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients than now in this time of need. It's especially crucial that we're giving our bodies what they need to function at optimum health. And with the brand new sales available at InfoWars Store, we're making it easier than ever for you to do so. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulations, is back in stock and 33% off. A nice scoop in your smoothie in the morning or in a nice tall glass of cool water creates a wonderful fruit juice flavor concoction that gets you all of the vitamins and minerals you can need for your entire day. It's really an amazing, powerful supplement, and it tastes great as well. Pollen Block is our fast-acting seasonal distress support formula. That's 40% off right now. Living Defense Plus is a powerful digestive support formula. That's 40% off as well. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse source of EPA, DHA, and more. That's 40% off. Vaso Beats is the most concentrated liquid extract on the market, and it's 50% off right now. And our newest product, the Hair and Beard Support, is available for 50% off. That's an introductory price for our newest and soon-to-be best-selling supplement, I think. I think that one's going to sell quite a bit. You can visit InfoWarsStore.com to get these best-selling items for up to 50% off before we run out of stock to avoid missing out on these massive savings. And remember, your purchase of these products is what we like to call a 360 win. You get super high-quality items, and best of all, you help to launch the InfoWar into the next level. And I don't know how much I can get into the behind-the-scenes stuff here right now, but there is expansion going on. I'll just say that every day I'm here, and there's it's almost like we're it's almost like you're fortifying a fort before an invasion. It's almost like setting up all of these systems, getting them in place. Not that we need them now, but that we may need them in the future. But today in particular, usually, you know, I get in so early that the office is pretty quiet by the time I'm coming in to start the show. By the end of the show, it's all bustling and busy and stuff. But this morning, it's like crews everywhere, everybody, you know, working in different studios, getting everything ready. And it's really amazing to see. It's a massive and dedicated workforce that we employ here at InfoWars. And it's entirely because you go to InfoWarsStore.com. And it's truly amazing. We so appreciate that you do that. Now, I have a list of videos here. And they're all good. They really are all really fantastic. I think we'll start with clip number 19 because it's just so much fun. Let's go ahead and go to this, and then I'll give out the phone number. But this is a this is a veteran who stands up in Red Lobster, of all places, and is just shouting about Joe Biden. And it's amazing because what he's saying is hilarious. And people's reaction is very funny. Everybody's laughing along, like, in support. And then he gets real serious all of a sudden. And it's an amazing shift. It's really just a fascinating video, and shows the true spirit of just your regular workaday American citizens enjoying dinner and their families. So here's this veteran standing up in Red Lobster and asking, who voted for Joe Biden?
And who voted for him? Who voted for him?
They didn't need anybody to vote for him. It's all the dead people, she says.
These American people should stand up right now and fight this. It's unbelievable. We've lost 11 Americans today.
That's right.
I'm a veteran. 13. I went over in 2008 and I fought against Islamic terrorists.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Bring Trump back. Bring Trump back.
I love it. I love it so much. Great video, and it shows true American spirit, folks. I'll give out the phone number at the beginning of the next segment. We'll take your calls, get some more videos, and a lot more stories. Stay with us.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, Hair and Beard Formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called Hair and Beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system and your body and just stuff that's essential for general health, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen Block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off. And, of course, we have X2, totally essential deep breath crystal, iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to InfoWars American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Let's give out the phone number now. It's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal, 1-877-789-2539. I haven't come up with a question of the day yet, so until we do, open lines. Go ahead and give us a call about any and everything that you think is worth covering. Again, I have so many videos to go to here. I guess we'll start with one of our first stories early on in the Daily Dispatch, just to really illustrate exactly what's going on in Australia. In Australia, the cops, who have been imposing brutal lockdown in Sydney's West, are caught throwing a party at their police station. Same police that throwing people in prison. 28-year-old is in prison for 8 months now for daring to organize a protest. People are prevented from leaving within 5 miles or 5 kilometers of their house. They're permitted to be outside for exercise 1 hour a day, like literal prisoners. And that's if you're vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, you can't even do those things. You don't even get the outside time. So truly incredible. And then we've seen the brutality that Australia is eager to resort to in order to prevent people from standing up against these tyrannical measures. And yet, at the same time, The police are having big parties. They're having big get-togethers. None of them are wearing masks. There's a dozen of them in a room, sharing food off the same plates. As if they don't even think that COVID is real. As if they understand that what they're doing is a complete and total farce. Now, another aspect of the just how farcical this is the fact that this was a LGBTQIA awareness party called Wear It Purple Day. Of course, you've got to have a party for the gays. We've got to have a party for the gays. Just don't wear yourself out beating the citizens who dare go outside without permission. So we're going to want to have a lot of energy. You need to celebrate the gays. All right. Just incredible. At least one officer was pictured not wearing a mask, which is required in public indoor venues. And again, it's just so often these stories, it's like either you get it or you don't. Either you understand all that this implies or you never will. I can't explain this to you if you don't get it already. If you're willing to write this off, if you're willing to shrug your shoulders, you're willing to say, yeah, what's the big deal? You know, these COVID measures are in place for your protection, and they have to do it, and they have to celebrate LGBTQIA awareness. Like, sure, it maybe is a little hypocritical, but it's for your health. Like, if you're willing to justify this, nothing I say is going to convince you. And if you're just a regular human being with concerns about human things, then you already recognize exactly what's going on here. That you will literally be brutalized. You will literally just mercilessly be destroyed for even daring to speak about resisting these measures. You'll be destroyed. There's no humanity in the system when you violate their rules. Oh, but when you're in the system, it's whatever you want. You just have to wonder if these police have souls, I guess, is what you have to wonder. Because they know what they're doing is wrong. They're willing to flout these rules amongst themselves in their own lives. It's beyond hypocritical. It's like, it's not like being a hypocrite. That's not what this is. No. This is being a tyrant. This is being openly and almost aggressively two-sided, two-faced, backhanded. The rules apply to you, but not to us. And there it's in your face. And, of course, just the fact that it's for LGBTQIA awareness is just the cherry on top of the rainbow sundae. You know, Orwell said if you want to picture the future, just imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever, right? It's like, well, just make sure that boot is rainbow colored, okay? Just make sure that it's more like a man in a rainbow colored high heel is just stomping on your neck for all of eternity. And he's being set, and everybody else is standing around him telling how fabulous he looks while he does it, right? Just wild, wild stuff. So while they are having a big party in Australia, the police, meanwhile, a young woman named Monica Smith, an activist attempting to retain and encourage the liberties that Australians once enjoyed, has been arrested for incitement. Luckily, she had the foresight to live stream her arrest. Here's a video of it now, clip number 7.
I've just been pulled over by the cops, probably because I'm outside of my 5Ks, but we'll see what happens. So I just thought I'd put the live stream on, just in case. I don't know why I just took my seatbelt off. That was stupid.
Hello, Monica.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good,
you?
We're
just from the Springvale Police Station.
Sure.
At the moment, we need to have a chat to you about a matter of incitement, so I need to place you under arrest for that, okay?
Pardon?
At the moment, you're under arrest for incitement.
Have you guys been following me?
You do not have to say. I do only have anything you say to you, may report and give evidence. Do you understand that, Monica?
No comment.
Okay.
please share this video as much as possible. Monica Smith has just been arrested for incitement.
Can you turn the car off for me, please? The fine was saying that. Can you turn the car off?
There it is, folks. Modern equivalent of stormtroopers showing up at your house. I mean, that's what you just saw. That's what it looks like. Somebody's not hurt anybody. It's not encouraged violence against the state. Has not stolen, robbed, killed. Has literally done nothing but spoken out against the just incredible, unconstitutional, in many cases illegal by international law, measures that have been put on the Australian people by their so-called leadership. And you can see in the face, and I like shudder to think about maybe what I would do if I was in her situation. But you can almost feel it. You know, it's like when you see a car goes speeding down the road and a police officer who's been sitting in a speed trap swerves out behind them with their lights on. It's like seeing a little fish suddenly catch the eye of a shark, right? So there she is, done nothing wrong, knows that legally they don't have really a foot to stand on, charging her for incitement and arresting her for questioning this. But you can see they say, you're under arrest now, and she's just like, okay, because what's the other option? Resist? Yeah, good luck. That's not going to happen. So there it is. Yeah, they'll arrest pregnant women. They'll slaughter dogs. They'll do anything they're told. Meanwhile, these laws don't apply to them. These rules don't apply to them. They're stranding three-year-olds in different states than their mothers. Remember last October, four newborn children were denied life-saving heart surgery because of the COVID restrictions. If you think there's some sort of extremity that these people won't go to, they just haven't gotten there yet. And one by one, they're picking off the people that are standing up against them. People that are peacefully attempting to speak to people and explain how this is wrong and explain how dangerous this is, one by one, they're being rounded up, taken away, charged. If not actively physically removed, then at least maybe terrified into silence. So any attempt to resist this is not necessarily gaining. Hopefully the human spirit is gaining. Hopefully the regular people are recognizing this and the spirit of resistance is quietly growing in the background. But in terms of people actually standing up and speaking out against this in Australia, one by one, they're being picked off and separated away so they can't contaminate any other people with this contagion of freedom. Monica Schmidt, yesterday arrested and later charged with two counts of incitement and three counts of breaching the chief health officer's directions, remains behind bars after refusing to sign bail conditions. The strict bail conditions included a curfew and an order to abide by all of the chief health officer's directives. She runs an organization called Reignite Democracy. And they put out a statement essentially saying they're not backing down. They will not dismantle themselves. They will fight back.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90+% of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing made America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas.
Notice the CDC is just this advisory government board, but suddenly it's, oh, you don't have to pay your mortgage anymore or pay your rent, which is designed to bankrupt small renters and create the Cloward and Piven strategy of the Great Reset, the universal basic income. They say in their own words to overturn our free market system.
So we need to develop a new system of institutions, new policies that will redistribute inevitably from those that the market will have rewarded in favor of those that the market will have left behind. Now, having a universal minimum income is one of those ways, and in fact, it's one that I'm very much in favor of.
The Supreme Court is now blocking the CDC's moratorium on evictions during the pandemic. A group of landlords challenged the rule, arguing the CDC did not have the authority to impose a restriction on its own.
Only Congress can order something like this. Let me quote from a little bit of the ruling. They say it would be one thing if Congress had specifically authorized the action the CDC has taken, but that's not happened. Instead, the CDC has imposed a nationwide moratorium on evictions, relying on a decades-old statute that authorizes it to implement measures like fumigation and pest extermination. It strains credulity to believe that this statute grants the CDC the sweeping authority that it asserts.
Who died and made the CDC God? But they've learned psychologically if it's the CDC, a certain number of people will follow whatever orders they give them.
In Washington State, the weekly vaccination rate jumped 34%. After the state announced vaccination requirements for state employees, teachers and school staff, healthcare workers, and colleges and universities.
I would like to now update you on COVID-19 vaccination in pregnancy. There are severe adverse outcomes for mother and baby during COVID-19 infection. Therefore, it is extremely important for pregnant women and women planning to get pregnant to get vaccinated.
The American Medical Association says gun violence in America is a public health crisis, but unlike other threats, guns haven't been researched by the federal government for more than 20 years.
The CDC has been constrained by the Congress.
Connecticut Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro wants to change that and hopes to see $50 million set aside for the CDC and National Institutes of Health to study the issue. In a statement, she said their research can help inform further proposals to help us save lives.
Saying it's not about gun control, it's about gun violence and gun death. So she wants to take your guns, but it's not about gun control when they do it.
Dr. Walensky's strategy, restart the gun research.
My job is to understand and evaluate the problem, to understand the scope of the problem, to understand why this happens and what are the things that can make it better, to research that, to scale that up, to evaluate it, and to make sure that we can integrate it into communities. Generally, the word gun, for those who are worried about research in this area, is followed by the word control. And that's not what I want to do here. I'm not here about gun control. I'm here about preventing gun violence and gun death.
To make sure that we can integrate it into communities.
When they lock you up in your house, it's not martial law. When they give you a deadly shot and pressure you to do it, it doesn't violate Nuremberg Code because they're doctors, you know, like Joseph Mengele.
As head camp doctor, Mengele oversaw a program of barbaric and inhumane medical experiments. He was responsible for deciding who of the people arriving at the camp would live and who would die.
But the point here is that she says it's about saving lives, like taking her vaccine that doesn't work, that's not a vaccine. That's why they're desperate to get everybody injected, because they know it gets rid of your immune system and now you're addicted to the drug companies forever. So they don't want a giant control group of 30, 40, 50% that haven't had the shots, because we'll all be healthy while they're all dying. They need to get everybody shot up so they can cover up what they've done, which is a soft kill, depopulation, authorization.
Incredible stuff. Medical tyranny being used to attack the Second Amendment. We told you, folks, we told you this was going to happen, and here it is. I want to read a quick quote from this letter from Monica Schmidt. She actually quotes Winston Churchill. Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. That from Monica Schmidt, who is now in prison for resisting lockdown in Australia. Tyranny coming to a town near you.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin and Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system, that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is American Journal. I almost said Australian Journal there. Seems like we're covering Australia so much these days, but that is the testing ground. They have undergone extensive, concerted psychological manipulation for decades that has rendered them impotent against authoritarian measures that they now find themselves suffering under. And it's truly incredible. We're getting a lot of phone calls today, so I'm going to go to phone calls nice and early in this hour. Later in this hour, I have just some fantastic videos to show you, some really interesting videos to show you. And we'll also be talking about a phenomenon that I can't believe we didn't think of this. We're going to show you lots of videos of high school students walking out to protest masks. It's like, I saw this happening. It was like, of course this is what should be happening. These are the kids who are being affected. Of course they should be walking out of their school in protest of this. How did we not think of this? Especially since last year we saw this, astroturfed across the entire country. You'd have leftist organizations, their teachers and school administrators organizing together to stage walkouts in support of like George Floyd and stuff. And like, I don't know if you remember the videos from that, where it's people going up and interviewing, being like, "So why are you out of school?" And they're just like, "We don't care. We're out of school." Like, they didn't even know what they were protesting. They're literally just being used as pawns in political machinations of adults. But that's not what's happening here. No, what's happening here is the students are fired up, angry, and speaking out about it, and it's really fantastic to see. And I would love to help, however InfoWars can. Organize, encourage, or if necessary, you know, help coordinate, you know, some of these protests, because these are the guys, you know, these are the young kids being forced to wear masks all day, and they're sick of it, and they want to walk out. It's a great idea. So anyway, we'll get into that pretty deeply later in the program, as well as several other very big stories coming up. Let's go out to the phone call, shall we? We have, I believe it's Carol Ann in Florida. Carol Ann, you're on the air. Did I pronounce that correct?
Yes, it's Carol Ann. And hi, Harrison. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that the struggle with the military families is real right now. I had a son injured in 2011 in Afghanistan, and by the grace of God, he survived, and he was hit with an IED. He survived. He has all his limbs. He does have a little PTSD and some other, you know, issues. He carries shrapnel on his side from the Taliban. So last week was devastating for all of us. And then fast forward, my new soldier, I don't really want to say which branch, but he got informed yesterday that if he does not take the vaccine, he will face court-martial and 2 years in the brig. And so, you know, as a family, we're devastated.
I'm sort of shocked by this. He's saying he's facing 2 years in prison?
Well, is what they told him is that could be his punishment if he does not go take the vaccine. And this was yesterday. And by the grace of God, they gave him one more day. So today, this afternoon, he has to go, or he's going to face court-martial and up to 2 years in the brig.
Wow. I don't think I've heard anybody report that yet. Yeah, because you can't just get out of it, right? I mean, have you tried doing a religious or medical exemption of any sort?
Yes, he went to see the chaplain, and the chaplain said, gather all the documentation you have to show that you were a Christian prior to service. And I did that for him. And then he said, once it becomes mandatory, come back. So yesterday he called the chaplain's office, and he said, I'm sorry, you're going to need to see legal. And so when he called legal yesterday, no one answered the phone. And so now he's very upset. And, of course, he's scared. He's a younger person, so he's scared.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I'm really regretting it. I had a story today. Maybe the crew can find it. It was about how people in the military, there is a way to get out of it, but it's sort of being hidden by the Biden administration. I'll try to find that story so I can report on that today, and maybe that can be a way that he can get out of it. Yeah, here's a story by Patrick Howley. Top U.S. naval officer says Navy chaplains are blocking religious vaccine exemption requests.
Yeah. I believe that with all my heart, because he did go to the chaplain, and the chaplain instructed him what to do. And then when he did that and went back, he's like, oh, I can't help you. Not in those words, but he said, you need to go see legal. And so here we are, hours away from this. And yeah, I just want him to come home. It's not worth it. Get the dishonorable and come home. But he's a very young person, so he doesn't see that. You know what I mean? He doesn't see that as being an option.
But is that even possible? Because it sounds like if he's being, you know, if you can be court-martialed for this, I don't know if those give you a dishonorable discharge, or will he risk going to prison if he attempts to do that? I mean,
if he doesn't take the shot, pardon me, I'm sorry here.
No,
if
please.
If he doesn't take the shot, he would have to go through all of the disciplinary actions, and then he would get a dishonorable, and then he would come home. But my feeling is, if it's going to save your life, I mean, the you can't weigh that. And so I'm concerned. I want him to come home, but like I said, he has an obligation, and he says he needs to fulfill it. So just pray for me, please, and my son.
Yeah, we definitely will. Both your sons. I mean, that. I don't know. I wish I had better advice to give you, but sounds like you know, your son's an honorable guy and doesn't want to probably disappoint his compatriots that are there in the military with him, and so he's probably just gonna grin and bear it and go through it. It's, you know, they use these guys' best qualities against them. And that's just what they do. I'm so sorry. You have all of our prayers, you know, obviously.
It's been a rough one. I cannot deny that. And I just have to trust in the Lord with all my heart.
Yeah.
And hopefully things will be okay. I just wanted to let you know that things are not what, you know, it's real. This administration is not for us.
No, they're not. And I can only think of the, what, tens of thousands of families around the country going through exactly what you're going through right now. The tens of thousands of families that have lost soldiers to this war and are just treated with utter disregard and disrespect by this administration, or by this government.
Well, there was another soldier. I'm so sorry. It's like there's a delay, so I feel like I keep interrupting you. But there was a soldier in North Carolina that went to boot camp about 4 weeks behind my son, and he died during the Crucible. And I am just wondering, that's when they initially gave the soldiers their COVID vaccine, during boot camp. I'm wondering if that had an effect on that young Marine.
It very well could have. The craziest thing is that the group highest at risk for myocarditis are males between the age of like 17 and 29. There's absolutely no reason to be forcing this vaccine on our military. And the fact that they've done it so quickly, I mean, my God, try to get anything done in the government and it just takes forever. But when they want something done, they get it done. And, you know, it's an experimental vaccine. It was only supposedly approved by the FDA, which it really wasn't because the tests haven't been done. And just within a week, they're mandating it and threatening you with court martial and 2 years in prison for resisting it. I mean, my God, I wish I had better advice for you, Caroline. You know, maybe somebody can call in who can, you know, give you a last-ditch effort thing to do. I'll look for that article that I saw today. I'm sorry I didn't grab it yet. But, you know, I mean, my instinct is just say, like, you know, make them go through it. Like hire a lawyer. You know, demand that they give you the religious exemption. Try to find church organizations or charitable organizations that, you know, will call this out and point this out, that religious exemptions are being denied to people. I mean, that's a big deal. And, you know, hopefully you can fight back against it. But at the end of the day, it's your son's choice to make. God bless you.
Record numbers of free humans across the planet, from Australia to Germany to the United States to Canada to Mexico, from Brazil to South Africa, understand we're under a great reset UN globalist attack. But none of our leaders, other than Bolsonaro and Trump a little bit, seem to understand that. And so no one is addressing the fact that this is a 21st century corporate economic war on the general population and the conversion of the planet into a high-tech technocracy with a global ID, global medical system, global medical control ID, and, of course, a carbon tax that's then tied to that, the tracture every movement. This is their takeover. They've admitted it. They've said it. Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, is on TV yesterday saying this is an environmental takeover plan. And the whole lockdowns have just taught you to prepare for climate lockdowns. So they're announcing their takeover. We've got to resist it and say no.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
Two URLs that I hope you'll write down, I hope you'll save, and I hope you'll visit. One is swanbitcoin.com/Alex, where you get $10 free of Bitcoin. They are the highest rated service for folks that want to be above board when they invest in Bitcoin. Swanbitcoin.com/Alex. And then for you great listeners and viewers that want to support the InfoWar in this critical fight, Infowars.com/crypto. You can donate Bitcoin there and a whole bunch of other cryptocurrencies as well, and then we will use it in the fight against the globalists. So, Infowars. Infowars.com/crypto if you want to support the InfoWar and want to take us to the next level. Your support is critical. The globalists aren't going to back down until we defeat them, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Infowars.com/crypto or swanbitcoin.com/Alex to get involved. Thank you, and God bless.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, bro.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the product. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we just had a very troubling call from a mother of some soldiers, one of which was badly injured in 2011 in Afghanistan, the second of which has until this afternoon to get his COVID shot, or he's been threatened with 2 years in the brig. Here is the story I was looking for. The crew was fast enough to find this. Also had Greg on Twitter tweet this out to me. Exclusive: military policy gives soldiers a chance to opt out of the vaccine, but the Biden administration is blocking information to the troops. This from Patrick Howley. United States military service members are scrambling to obtain exemptions from the coronavirus vaccine despite after the Biden administration mandated the injection for the entire military, despite massive evidence of health problems and immune system depletion connected to the vaccine. National File is in contact with numerous active duty service members as they fight for freedom, and we've learned some hopefully helpful information. The United States military allows service members to option to take a test to determine if they have pre-existing immunity in order to eliminate unnecessary immunizations, according to the regulation. Immunizations and chemoprophylaxis by the prevention of infectious diseases issued by the headquarters of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard to govern military vaccine policy. That full document is presented in the article below, but the Biden administration is clearly ignoring the fact in their guidance to the troops. The Biden regime is also withholding all guidance on vaccine religious exemptions to key officials as military chaplains try to block religious exemption requests that often come in, which is exactly what happened to the son of our caller. So the military document states that screening for immunity, some vaccine-preventable diseases, serologic or other tests can be used to identify pre-existing immunity from prior infections or immunizations that may eliminate unnecessary immunization. So if the soldier has had COVID before, he probably has the antibodies, or even if he's been exposed to it before, he may have the antibodies and be able to get around this. But they say that the Navy chaplain program are actively blocking sailors' religious exemption requests for the vaccine. They're supposed to serve as military religious ministers, but the chaplain system has become increasingly left-wing. The Joe Biden regime has inflicted a vaccine mandate on the U.S. military, and the clock is ticking for America's active duty service members to get exemptions from that vaccine mandate. They're basically being denied it, which, according to this Navy document titled Immunization Exemptions for Religious Beliefs, the document states that a commander can suspend a religious exemption if necessary due to an imminent threat or health or safety. So that may be what's happening here. But the chaplains, according to the law, the rules that they're supposed to operate under, have to approve religious exemption requests. Content of commander's endorsement. In line reference, COs must endorse every request for religious accommodation through waiver of immunization requirements. The content of this endorsement must include an endorsement from the military chaplain in line with reference D, another part of the document, a recommendation to approve or disprove the request, relevant information concerning the applicable operational or regional policies, negative effect, if any, on mission accomplishment, the number, and finally the number of service members in the command that have been granted a similar exemption for non-religious purposes. So essentially, again, you know, in this age of anarcho-tyranny, if they want it to be the law, it is unshakable, and the consequences for defying it are massive. But if they don't feel like following the law, who's going to hold them to it so they don't? And that's just the world that we live in now. We have a caller in response to that previous caller. Vince in Montana is a former Marine and said he actually had to deal with this sort of stuff back in Vietnam and people not wanting to go fight the unjust war there. Thanks for calling in, Vince. What do you got for us?
Yo, I was one of the four sergeants in charge of the deserter amnesty program at Camp Pendleton. And the other four will know who I am.
Right.
Anyway, these guys will be vindicated. They just got to hang on. I remember interviewing those guys in Vietnam that left Vietnam. A lot of them had really good reasons, like their mom dying and being denied leave. I mean, stuff like that. And they just packed up and left.
So help us.
And I would have done that too.
Hold on. Help lay the groundwork for us here, Vince. So you have back in Vietnam, you had deserters, and so there is an organization that is the deserter program. What's the exact name of the program?
There will be an amnesty or a forgiveness on these guys. Just be strong.
And so
go to the brig. Go to the brig, Marine.
So basically, people who deserted from Vietnam had a support system where they were shielded from the typical consequences of being a deserter, which are very extreme. And so, is there an ongoing program that helps soldiers with this, or you know, what would be the next step for this young man?
Jimmy Carter gave them amnesty.
Oh, Jimmy Carter. Okay. So you're hoping that, you know, they can...
Oh, there will be a change if the country survives. There will be a change for sure. This is being done very sketchily.
Yeah.
I remember in 1975, I had to take the swine flu vaccination along with eight other shots the same day. But they can't make you take any vaccine that isn't officially approved.
Right.
It's not a vaccine. It's an experimental.
Right. And that's what, I mean, they're basically claiming that they've approved it fully, even though the tests haven't been done, so it can't be approved yet. They've literally just extended the use authorization. So, but I mean, what do you, this is the world that they are creating, right? Not we are creating, but they are creating that, like, what does law mean anymore? Nothing. It literally just means nothing. The CDC is stopping evictions like just anybody can do anything now. And I guess it's because they're letting us. Well, thank you for that call, Vince. So, yeah, people who deserted in Vietnam, which is actually a crime, right? You can actually get people killed deserting and leaving your post and, you know, letting the enemy in. It's actually a pretty major crime, much more major than not wanting to get an experimental vaccine. And there's an amnesty given to deserters because our government eventually recognized what an unjust war Vietnam truly was. So there is some hope out there. Vince's advice, just take the court martial, go into the brig and hope that cooler heads prevail later on and you can, you know, retroactively be forgiven for, you know, being a human being. Just very incredible stuff. Let's go to Ben in Tennessee, who also wants to talk about Afghanistan. Thanks for calling in, Ben. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention geopolitics-wise, I think what's likely the case in Afghanistan with, I guess, why the withdrawal probably happened, why it did, is probably they just up-armored the Afghanis to deal with the Chinese later on.
That's a very optimistic view. I'll tell you what it is. They armed the Taliban because Afghans shares a border with Iran, and they're going to claim that Iran's influence over Afghanistan requires that we go to war with Iran. Iran is the ultimate goal. They want to get us into war with that. And if anything, the Chinese are going to work with the Taliban and simply extract resources. Do you think they're going to fight the Chinese? I don't think that's going to happen, Ben. I think they're going to profit from the Chinese.
I think that China is going to try and exploit Afghanistan and create a road through to Iran.
Yeah, no, I think they are, but I think they're going to do it with money, not violence.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Around the world, the general public has woken up to the fact that this isn't a left or right issue. This is a global corporate Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset takeover. This is a technocracy. But very few leaders, Orban, Bolsonaro, and just a few others, are addressing it for what it is to their people. A foreign, anti-human, anti-family, anti-God takeover of the very biological system of humans. This is a corporate takeover of our bodies, of ourselves, with the world ID, the medical tracking system that'll be tied to the carbon taxes. It's all been announced. It is a dystopic nightmare, and humanity is starting to organize, but our leaders aren't. We need Senator Paul and Senator Hawley and others that have shown some understanding of this, and Senator Cruz, to organize against this foreign multinational corporate takeover through big pharma, big banks, and big tech, or we have no hope.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to the program. We've sort of taken a turn here as we got that very troubling call from a military mother expressing the dire straits that her son is in, being forced to get the vaccine, being threatened with 2 years of imprisonment should he refuse, and being denied a religious exemption by the chaplain for no discernible reason. I got a message on Twitter from somebody who said, being a former soldier, dishonorable discharge is reserved for the worst crimes while in the military, rape, murder, and things of that nature. He needs to get a lawyer in military law that is not in JAG. JAG are like the public defenders. And I agree. Clearly, he's been attempting to use all the resources provided by the military, and they've all gone against him, obviously. Go to the chaplain. He tells you you can't get a religious exemption. Go to the legal authorities, and they don't answer their phone and leave you hanging out to dry because they're all on the same team, and it's not your team. It's not you. So you need to go to an outside source. And so, of course, I asked the question, like, are there any organizations that could help with this type of thing? Soldiers aren't known for being spectacularly wealthy. Are there, you know, guilds of lawyers that volunteer their time, or are there charities that hire lawyers to help guarantee the civil or human rights of people in the military? And, of course, I thought of some of our more well-known establishment organizations that do this type of thing. And coincidentally, the ACLU has actually just put out a statement today in the New York Times about vaccine mandates. You'll never guess what the American Civil Liberties Union has to say about your right not to be injected with an experimental, ineffective, and highly damaging vaccine. They're for it. They're 100% for it. They say, do vaccine mandates violate civil liberties? Some who have refused vaccination claim as much. We disagree. At the ACLU, we are not shy about defending civil liberties, even when they're very unpopular. I think only when they're very unpopular. ACLU, if you're a pedophile or a rapist or a, you know, violent black nationalist, like you, if you are of a very unpopular, very deviant belief system that you're forcing on other people, the ACLU is all there for you. You're simply saying, I personally do not want to be injected with this concoction. You're the bad guy in this case, according to the American Civil Liberties Union, the American Civil Liberties Union. I mean, I'm not surprised, right? Like, all of these organizations claim to be for human rights and for civil liberties. And then they're just like, yeah, we spend all of our time just aggressively destroying Republicans and promoting socialism and aggravating racism and releasing criminals from prison. It's just incredible. They go on to just talk on and on about how vaccine mandates are good. They say vaccine mandates actually further civil liberties. That's right. Vaccine mandates actually encourage and create and foster civil liberties, apparently, according to these despicable psychopaths. So no help from them. No help from the American Civil Liberties Union. Sorry. Maybe be a murderer next time. Maybe be a rapist. Maybe be a pedophile, and the ACLU will help. ACLU is getting involved. They're seeking to halt the California ban on school mask decrees. So there you go. Instead of fighting against school masks, instead of fighting for the civil liberties that they claim to champion, they're actually actively fighting against them and fighting for the people who are putting your mask on your children. Here's an interestingly coincidental photo that was sent to me during the break. I'm not even sure who or where this is, but it's pretty typical. Here you have all the adult authorities standing up, not wearing masks. Oh, but all the children are. All the weak children, they have to wear masks still. Well, because the adults can get the vaccine. Now, sure, according to the CDC and the FDA, the vaccine actually does nothing to prevent transmission. They've announced that. They've said that. So why the vaccinated are not wearing masks? Who's to say? Everything is nonsense. Nothing makes any sense. everybody's just living a lie, just totally fine with it. But pretty typical, isn't it? You have all the adults and all the authorities flouting the laws that they force on the weaker and more vulnerable. What a big surprise, right? I'm scrolling down the ACLU's Twitter feed, seeing what they are focused on. Now, every day we should be doubling our efforts to defend rights of black people and people of African descent until we dismantle systemic racism and achieve full racial equality and reparations for historic injustices. It's like we're putting this needle in your body. We're injecting you with this concoction, even though you have a 99.9% chance of surviving the disease if you do get it. And if you do get it, the antibodies you'll receive are actually more effective than the vaccine. Oh, and the vaccine has massive and dangerous side effects that are highest in your population, young men. But we're going to give you this. And if you don't let us inject you with this, we're going to send you to jail for 2 years. And the ACLU is like, no problem with that. The real problem? White supremacy. Yeah, systemic racism. That's the real problem. What else are they concerned with? Due to the Trump administration's disciplinary policies, thousands of diversity visa winners could lose the chance. Oh, well, they're defending the diversity visa winners. A real important thing. Totally necessary and important and a civil liberties issue. It's just... Oh, good. The ACLU was encouraging this bizarre and highly unattractive protest to kill babies in Texas. So that's good. That's good. They say they've got the Constitution on our side. That's right. Amendment number 12. Women are allowed to kill babies as long as they haven't given birth to them yet. We've got the people and we believe that we will win. Okay, good. Chanting, letting criminals out of prison. They're forcing visa lottery winners into our country. SB 8. Okay. So here they are. They're all right, against abortion, or for abortion, rather, because it affects black and Latinx people. The Latinx, very hard, very, very heavily affected by this. Abortion is a right. See, they have their finger on the pulse here. So to review, according to the ACLU, refusing an injection, not a civil liberties issue. Killing your babies, an imminent defining issue of our time. It deserves all the help in the world. It's just, is it any wonder why our actual civil liberties are being ripped away from us continuously? Because pretty much every single organization that claims to fight for civil liberties and freedom and the Constitution just warps, twists and converts and perverts it into just something to destroy you with. Is it any wonder? The ACLU is just the biggest. There are literally tens of thousands of these organizations funded out of the pockets of billionaires who use it to get their political way. And that's literally all it is. So no help there, unfortunately. Greg in California has a response to Caroline. Thanks for calling in, Greg. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. First time calling into you. I love the show. I listen to you every morning when I'm still driving through Central California.
Thank you.
Hey, you missed the part where ACLU also said that people should not be taking experimental horse drugs when there's three approved COVID medications, which are the stops.
Yeah, ACLU just full-on mouth of the establishment now. It's just like all of these anti-establishment organizations have just been folded in to the empire and are now actively working to suppress and destroy the citizens. Stay on the line there, Greg. We're going to break. We'll go back to Greg and hear his response to Caroline. We've got calls from Cody in FEMA Region 7. FEMA Region question mark is actually on Antarctica, and it's underground, and you're not allowed to go there. We'll be right back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's always critical, it's always vital, it's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of health to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90+% of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing Made in America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. Sort of taking a detour this hour as we attempt to help a young man who is in the military and is facing 2 years in prison for refusing the vaccine shot. I've got Greg from California who's called in with some advice, but quickly here, just an update on some stuff going on Twitter. Noam Chomsky says the right response to the unvaccinated is to insist that they be isolated. That's right, Noam Chomsky, famous for, you know, bringing things like the century of self and manufactured consent to public awareness, apparently can't see it happening unfold in front of him in the greatest display of manufactured consent that the world has ever seen. It's just like ACLU, Noam Chomsky, just like, let's get all the freedom fighters who are suspicious of big government and, you know, overreach and tyrannical power, and they're all just like, yeah, we should kill the unvaccinated. Yeah, the unvaccinated don't deserve to live. And it's like, oh, wow, you're all exactly who your detractors said you were. Then you have
again, the argument goes on about abortion, my body, my choice. Of course, you have the obvious response. It's not your body. If there's a baby inside of you, that is the baby's body. It has a different DNA profile. It can be tested and shown to be distinct from your own. It is a living and independent organism that you are providing nutrients to, as you will after it's born, for several months. No difference in your body, out of your body. Yeah, slight difference in their comfort level, but other than that, it's the same process. But apparently that arbitrary line means a lot to people. But it is just hilarious how it's like, my body, my choice. Well, it's, you know, we say, well, it's not really your body. It's the baby's body, and it needs to be protected. Then we're like, hey, my body, my choice. And they're just like, not anymore. Not anymore, idiot. Now we get to decide what goes into your body. PSYOP Resistor says, does anyone else think it's weird that we spent over $2 trillion on COVID relief? At no point did we ever consider increasing ICU capacity at all these hospitals that are apparently overburdened. Yeah, kind of interesting, isn't it? Of course, most of that COVID relief money has just been snatched up by leftist causes. Like, it's just all a scam. It's all your money. And it's like, oh, we need, you know, it's, I keep using it. It's like, oh, you're dying of cancer, so we need to donate to the cancer fund. And then it's like, oh, we use the cancer fund to pay off the debts that we took out. Yeah, we bought a Lamborghini and a house when we couldn't afford it. So now we're using your medical money to pay it off. It's literally what the Californians did. And what other, like New York and other, like San Francisco and San Diego were like going into bankruptcy. They had no money. They spent all of their money and then all of their debt and were completely bankrupt. And then COVID happened and suddenly they just spent billions of that, you know, billions of the COVID dollars to fund the unfunded and debt-ridden social programs. That's what happened here. Okay. And then they're just like, oh, the hospitals are overflowing. Get your vaccine quick. Just incredible. And apparently, and this is a follow-up to a story we covered last week, the Sacklers, who made billions from OxyContin, win immunity from the opioid lawsuits. So we told you they signed an agreement where they would pay billions of dollars. And then after years of going through this, for some reason, instead of just, you know, arresting and imprisoning them and taking their money because they caused one of the largest waves of death that this country has ever seen and are responsible almost solely for the decline in population of white Americans in this country, a targeted, horrific attack carried out by doctors and pharmacists to destroy the population of middle America. I went through all of this. For some reason, we talked to them for a long time, spent probably millions of dollars just coming to the agreement that they would pay billions of dollars for, you know, killing hundreds of thousands of people and destroying entire economies and countless lives. And they got to pay a couple dollars for that. And then once they get to that agreement, they say, you know what, we're not going to pay that money. We're going to renege on that agreement. We're going to force you to go through all of this over again unless you give us legal immunity. And they strong-armed and extorted the American government into going along with that. So there you go. There you go. Hey, don't want to get a vaccine? That's 2 years in prison. Poison hundreds of thousands of Americans, kill them, bribe doctors, bribe regulators, medically annihilate entire populations. You get off scot-free. That's the world that we live in. Greg from California, thank you for calling in. You have a response to Caroline. You may think it's not quite as bad as the military is making it out to be. Is that right?
Yeah, sort of, because as you stated when I was on hold, it's not approved. That was a big, fat lie. And so I think they're just using fear and threat to get people to do it on their own. And also, Patrick Howley has a great thread on this on his Telegram. And I believe it's Patrick Reports, one word. And he's got documents and forms on there to help. So I don't know if she would like to go on there and talk to some people on there too. But also, let's just say the worst case scenario, and they illegally detained him and put him in the brig. I mean, I doubt he'd be in there for 2 years. And if anything, when Donald Trump came back within that 2 years, I'm pretty sure he would be in a state every month.
Well, I don't know if you want to bet 2 years of your life on that. But it's, I think mostly you're right. I think a lot of it is bluster and a lot of it is just scaring people into compliance. What we need is mass resistance, right? Because even if their threats were legitimate against one person, if everybody in the command refuses, they're not going to court-martial 100 people, right? Like, you could overpower them, but this is the entire tactic that they're using is piecemeal cut, death by a thousand cuts, essentially, to destroy the will of anybody to stand up against them. So, you know, it's probably what I would do. I would probably stand up against this. I would probably, you know, make them throw me in prison, I guess. But I'd definitely be reaching out and trying to get more, attention on this. You know, InfoWars is one thing, but we're national. Maybe find a local news station and get this out to just the regular normies out there so they understand what's going on. Hopefully the local news still has a shred of decency and will actually tell the stories that their constituents are experiencing. But there's a very there's a reason that people are scared into it, because if you're facing 2 years in prison, there's not a lot you wouldn't be willing to do to avoid that. Let's go to Cody in FEMA Region 7. You actually just are the one that sent the tweet to me that I read that said that this should happen. Thanks for calling in, Cody. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad I managed to get through, because there's a whole lot more detail that can be included. The part of the point is JAG generally deals with criminal malfeasance if you're bad, and then you go through them for your defender. But also, if you were to, say, be punished inappropriately by chain of command, that's what JAG is there for. Unfortunately, JAG and chain of command are in line right now, so you don't have any allies within JAG. You have to reach off post and actually find a lawyer who actually does military law. That's the hard part to find. Granted, there are lawyers that practice, say, divorce and those things, because you have a service member and someone who's not, and so they have to have a kind of a understanding of how that law works.
Sure.
And unfortunately, you have to spend money, and you have to be willing to go through the punishments, because, yeah, you're owned by Uncle Sam in a sense, so they can take all of your time. You know, they can put you on all sorts of details in a way to punish you, to get you to, you know,
go on
be
with this,
coerced.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So if he wants to do that, he can. Now, just a quick thought that comes off of my mind, if I were to see my chain of command back in the day, I would say, I want the Comirnaty shot. You can't give me one of these, because these are EUA approved. I want the approved shot, which gives you a little bit of time, because as far as I know, I haven't heard of any vials being produced.
Certainly not.
And so you're trying to inject me with an experimental injection, but you have to stand your ground, and they tend to use those threats to try to coerce you. For instance, another one that comes to mind is if you get in trouble, say DUI. Soldiers make mistakes. That was not me. It's someone I know. Had to get an off-post lawyer because they're going to represent you better, because just like the public defenders, they work for the state. So they're about closing cases, not actually getting you the best outcome.
Right, right. And it's very strange. The differences between military justice and civilian justice are quite dramatic. And you basically don't have any rights that a regular American enjoys. So you kind of have to play the game a little bit differently, which is why it's necessary to have a military lawyer who understands military law, as it deviates so much from civilian law. So hopefully Carol Ann calls in with a good follow-up tomorrow, and we learn some good news.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars.
InfoWarsStore hotline, 888-231-3950. InfoWarsStore. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The InfoWarsStore hotline, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. We've got more callers and more tweets helping Carol Ann from Florida out with her very concerning issue of her son being forced to take the vaccine. Stephanie Pickering on Twitter says, to the mother of the military son who has to take the vaccine, contact the ACLJ. Jay Sekulow is the head of it. They deal with violation of religious liberties. They got California churches to be allowed to open again. And I'd forgotten about this, but yeah, that's very good advice. The ACLJ, it's like what the ACLU should be, theoretically. Here's their website, ACLJ, FOIA, to find out why Biden abandoned Christians and Americans in Afghanistan, petition to save persecuted Christians in Afghanistan from the Taliban's brutality. They take Biden IRS to court for withholding documents on unlawful targeting of Christian organizations. So it looks like this may be an organization that could help you fight back against this. We also have a caller, Sergio in California, who has some advice for who to contact. Thanks for calling in, Sergio. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, just some info for Carol Ann. I don't know if you remember Eddie Gallagher, the former Navy SEAL, who was basically railroaded under the Obama administration.
Okay, yeah.
And, Trump pardoned him. He's got a pipe called the Pipe Hitter Foundation, and they are specifically forming a group of lawyers and law firms to help military members out with this specific vaccine mandate. So they have if she goes to his website, Pipe Hitter Foundation, it's on Instagram, it's all over the place. She can get the info there. I believe it's BillVax@parlatorlawgroup.com.
Okay.
I'm about 100% sure, but they're specifically working on this situation right now. And if they need help, they can reach out to that foundation. So.
That's great. And that's why I love having a call-in show like this. I didn't know about any of this stuff, and the callers just keep calling in with more and more advice, and hopefully one of these will pay off. So search Pipe Hitter Foundation, Eddie Gallagher, and you should be able to find it. The Pipe Hitter Foundation, Justice for All. They say our service members and first responders put their lives on the line to protect us. Too often they themselves are in the legal crosshairs simply for doing their jobs. Pipe Hitter Foundation is dedicated to supporting these brave men and women, helping them find justice and reforming a system that so often second guesses our heroes. So another good resource to reach out to, the Pipe Hitter Foundation, the ACLJ, and a few other really good suggestions from our callers. Thank you so much, Sergio. I appreciate it.
And we've got some people who've been holding on for a while. I appreciate you guys holding. We've gone to some of these other newer callers just because they have information that hopefully is useful to Carol Ann. And in a way, I feel a little bit like an emergency situation. It's only a few hours left, and she's got to find help soon. So we wanted to take those calls first. So I do appreciate everybody hanging on and letting us spend time on that. But we'll make sure to get to your calls on the other side. We'll go to Johnny in Denmark. We'll go to Matt in New York. Alex in Florida, River in Pennsylvania, Certain Judgment in Dallas, and InfoBear in Wyoming. You are all on the docket for the next hour, so stay on the line and we'll get to you. Of course, we're also going to be talking about the school protest going on and how to encourage and help that out. Let me just read some other headlines here that I haven't been able to get to yet. It's just some more information about what's going on with COVID. I have a lot of graphs of COVID today. Maybe I'll do a little graph segment in a little bit. But according to the CDC, approximately 2/3 of the people who died from COVID had 6 comorbidities or more. I repeat, 2 out of every 3 people who died of COVID had six comorbidities or more. And ain't that something? COVID-19 vaccination rates for residents 12 and up in New York City are 65%, and in Florida are 68%. Florida more highly vaccinated than New York City, despite the fact that New York City requires vaccine passports in gyms and for gyms and indoor dining, while Florida prohibits them. Turns out freedom, a little bit better than coercion. A little bit better. And maybe a lot better.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com, American Journal, band.video is where you go to find this stream. Of course, as soon as this live show is done, it gets posted to all sorts of places, Rumble, BitChute, band.video itself. You can find the full show without commercial breaks. You can also find individual segments published there, InfoWars.com, band.video. There I am. What a shocking and unexpected honor it is to be a part of the InfoWars team. I still, even after 4 years here, it's just like, it's still strange because I was always such a big fan, and here I am. And, you know, I've had a lot of people over the last 4 years that I've worked here say that, and you never know what it is, but they're like, oh, you said this one thing this one time, and it really impacted me, and I wouldn't. And just about every time that happens, it's literally just me encouraging people. It's me just going, look, you have a skill. Whatever your skill is, that's your skill in the war. That's what it is. If you're a good cook, you need to turn that cooking towards the info war somehow. If you can make movies, that needs to be your skill and needs to be applied to the info war. If you can learn music, if you know none of these things, well, the internet exists. Go learn them. Go build your skill. Go improve yourself because, you know, together we're greater than the sum of our parts, but those parts should be pretty valuable themselves, and it just maximizes our ability to resist this oncoming tyranny. You need to be prepared, and, you know, that's why this is a pack of lone wolves, I guess you could say. We don't want to be out there alone, unconnected, disconnected, and incapable of organizing. Like, that's a death sentence right there. But at the same time, we need each one of us to be responsible for ourselves. Have your storable food. Have your stored water. Have your water filters. Be ready for anything. And so when the time comes, you're not caught unprepared and caught on the wrong foot. But in the meantime, be making sure to put whatever energy you can, whatever skill that you have, develop it, maximize it, and then utilize it to manifest the freedom that this country once appreciated. We're going to go out to your phone calls this hour, but let's just quickly go through some a little COVID data dump here. Latimer Alder on Twitter says, let's check on how those murdering psychopaths in Sweden who insanely refuse to join the unprecedented super new follow the model lockdown experiment are doing. They must all be dead by now. Oh, look at that. Fewer deaths than the UK or the EU average per million. So even accounting for population, Sweden significantly lower in deaths than the United Kingdom. Will this information, clear, plain, simple to understand, be able to convince people that lockdowns are not necessary and should not be implemented? Could you perhaps combine this information with the negative information about the effects of lockdowns on the mental health of children or even the physical health as we see childhood obesity rates skyrocket as a result of the lockdowns? What about all of the missed cancer diagnoses and heart surgeries and all sorts of other things that have been sequestered off to the side while we focus on this one thing? Could all of this information combined convince somebody that lockdown is not the way to go? No, not if they've been in the clutches of the globalists for too long. No amount of information will open their eyes, unfortunately. Here's a quote from Bernie's tweets. This isn't China. This is Howard Springs COVID quarantine camp in Australia for the dangerous people. So here it is, an aerial view of the monotone gray buildings laid out in long rows. It's a concentration camp, folks, and doesn't even have a swimming pool or an orchestra. So you thought it was bad before, but there it is. New cases in Israel have spiked to unbelievable degrees. And this image is cut off here. Maybe you guys can find the original tweet. Because you can see that the cases in Israel have spiked to 40% higher, actually, than under the winter spike. Yesterday, Israel recorded 16,629 cases. The benefit of its vaccine is now so depleted that they're rolling out booster jabs. And there you can see the timeline there where you have a rise and a fall and then a rise and a fall. And there when it's down at about zero, you get the booster shots. And suddenly, like a cliff face rising from the landscape, you get the post-booster shot wave of infection. What a coincidence. The benefit of the vaccine is so depleted, they're rolling out booster jabs. Tanzania has vaccinated just 0.5% of its population of 58 million, and it had zero cases yesterday. Zero cases. Practically nobody vaccinated, and yet they have zero cases. Gee, should we learn from this? Maybe not. Speaking of, Way the World tweets out this. You saw the video here on American Journal. The New South Wales health minister who received his vaccine and then develops Bell's palsy live on air during a speech. Well, he's gotten his second vaccine now. He's literally wearing an eye patch in his second vaccine. Like, you can't ask for a better visualization. Step one, get vaccinated. Step two, get Bell's palsy disease. Get three, get another vaccine. He's literally sitting there with a patch over his eye, his half his face dead. And he's just like, I gotta get my other vaccine. Gotta go get it. Just wild. Literally, it's his face collapsing on live TV. Incredible stuff. According to CDC data, approximately two out of three people who died from COVID had six comorbidities or more. Comorbidities may be things like an immune system is compromised. Maybe your age can be a comorbidity. Being overweight can be a comorbidity. Pre-existing heart disease. There's any number of comorbidities, and the average person who died from COVID had more than six. Two out of three people who died had more than six comorbidities. Probably that one third that had less than six comorbidities probably still had a few. Probably had a few still. And then we just covered this, but case you missed it, COVID-19 vaccination rates for residents 12 and up in New York City are 65% and in Florida are 68%, despite the fact that New York City requires vaccine passports for gyms and indoor dining, and Florida actually prohibits them. A little bit of proof that freedom may be better than coercion. The interesting thing was, underneath this, you had people commenting going, but I am scared and I am afraid to go out in Florida. I haven't left my house in a year, and I would love to be in New York where I could go out and know that everybody around me is vaccinated. It's like, do you know that the vaccine doesn't stop transmission? Have you heard that yet? Have you heard that the effectiveness of the vaccine depletes rapidly and within 6 months may have no effect whatsoever? Have you looked at that too? No? No, you're just scared. Okay, just be scared then. Just keep being scared. Stay inside. Good for you. And then finally this, vaccine passports will make hesitant people even more reluctant to get jabbed. Gee, you don't say. And this is one of the just one of these foundational dishonesties that you see absolutely everywhere. You saw it this weekend when you had big crowds protesting the vaccine in New York, and it was always portrayed as that, as protesting the vaccine. And they don't mention the mandates. They don't mention the passports. They want to make it look like people are just protesting the vaccine. You know what has never happened? Is they're like, hey, there's this bad disease. Well, look, hey, we got a new vaccine. It's safe, it's effective, and it looks like it'll work. And everybody's just like, no, we hate it. We don't want it. Get it out of here. Like, that's stupid and doesn't happen. Pretty much anybody who doesn't want to take the vaccine will tell you, if you want to take the vaccine, go ahead. They'll also tell you it's a terrible idea and you shouldn't, and I'll tell you the reasons why you shouldn't. But nobody's against vaccines as a concept. Nobody is against vaccines as because they just hate science. Nobody here hates science. Are you retarded? Like, nobody hates science. Nobody just viscerally despises, like, that somebody has, you know, a potential cure for a disease. It's all of the stuff about the vaccine. It's the fact that you're trying to mandate the vaccine. It's the fact that you lie continuously about the vaccine. It's about the fact that you have actively suppressed any attempt to have a cure that's not the vaccine. It's all of that stuff that we're pissed at. And so this headline is hilarious because it's like the idea is that people are like, we have this vaccine. It's really great. And somebody's like, I'm not interested. I'm not really too scared of that disease and I'll probably survive it. And maybe I'll wait till the tests are over. And they're just like, what if we throw you in prison for not getting it? And it's just like, yeah, no, I really don't want it. Yeah, I wasn't too happy about it before, but you're threatening me? You're telling me I have to stay inside if I don't get it? Yeah, now I really don't want it. If it was a good thing, you wouldn't have to threaten me, but this is suspicious.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey,
Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. Now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. Need to go to prison for it right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
That's right, folks. The most vaccinated country in the world is also the country with the highest infection rate. And if you think about that too much, you become a domestic terrorist. This is new from Disclosed.tv in response to one of our callers previously. I'll read this quote in response. China is our most important partner, says Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid, on the prospect of Afghanistan becoming a part of the new Silk Road Initiative. So there you go. China is our most important partner, according to the Taliban. We just spend $300 million a year for 20 years straight, end up with nothing. China waltzes in and takes over the country. Okay. All right. That's how it goes. All right. Let's go to Matt in New York. Thanks for calling in, Matt. And thank you so much for holding. I appreciate it. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah. What's up? I got a plan for us all. I mean, these are just like weirdo wizard spell casting. And their spells do work because it makes us afraid and we sit here not doing anything. We got to implement the Nuremberg trial right immediately. Bring our troops home. Organize the local police departments, go to every congressman, let them know what's up, and just, they are telling you to kill yourself. These are failed experiments. We know what these experiments do. All you got to do is look at the animal studies. Yep. They didn't change the ingredients. The same exact thing. And what are we going to do? If we let this happen, we're going to have no army. These guys are all going to, they're going to drop like flies. You know what I mean? With this garbage floating around in them.
Yeah.
So we got to bring up.
It's incredible. So what's the first step? Because Nuremberg 2.0 is where this needs to end. So what's the first step to get there? Any idea, Matt?
Yes, I do. Yeah, first step is we all donate money, right? I'll donate $100 right now. Everybody donate money. We get millions of people donate money. We start our own private police, right? Starts with the private police, and then we go each and every congressman with the Nuremberg code. And they gotta give a signed, sworn affidavit of what did they predicate on shutting down our communities on, and why are they recommending death shots to people? Like, are you stupid? You know what you're doing. You have to. Each congressman has to sign a sworn affidavit.
Well, then look, ignorance of the law is no excuse for breaking it. So they can be stupid, or they can be you know, in on it. Either way, they need to suffer the punishment. It's what needs to happen, and you know, the energy in America is rising, and it's getting to that point. So hopefully we'll see that come down the pipe very soon. Thanks so much for that call, Matt. I appreciate it. Let's go to it looks like we have River in Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for calling in, River, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey Harrison. Hey man, it's an honor to talk to you, brother. two things real quick. I got for the lady that called earlier with her son in the military, tell her don't stress. Worst case scenario, he'll get either a other than honorable discharge or a general under honorable discharge, because like the one guy tweeted, dishonorables for top of the line, absolute horrible stuff.
Okay, so yes, that may be the best case scenario is they just kick him out of the Army. It's just like cool.
A lot of people that get like medical discharges. Discharge, no, okay. You know, no repercussions. Next thing, you said earlier about helping, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot, about helping people fighting masks and stuff for schools. Right now I'm in touch with a civil rights attorney out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I've contacted the principal, the superintendent, everybody I can with the schools. I'm signing and gathering signatures on a parent's choice petition since Tom Wolf has mandated that children K through 12s, daycares, any kind of babysitters, everything has to be masked, no ifs, ands, or buts. And even the schools are trying to argue the fact of religious exemptions.
Mm.
There's even certain school districts up here that are actually arguing that asthma isn't even considered a respiratory illness that's bad enough to be considered an exemption, that it has to be a psychiatric exemption. And then they are sending them to psychiatrists to have the psychiatrists help the children, autism, all of that stuff. The psychiatrists are helping the children process wearing the mask. It's still not necessarily an exemption.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's utterly horrific. And that's the thing. Like if you have somebody who hears like, oh, my child has asthma, and they're like, I don't care, and they try to change the rules to make asthma not qualify so they can force your kid with asthma to wear a mask, they don't care. They don't care about your child. Like, it's as simple as that. They literally are putting your child's health at risk and then claiming it's for your child's health. Like, ignore them. Fight them. That's great. Great to hear, River, and appreciate your hard work. Hopefully enough people stand up with you and you can fight this back into the depths from which it came. Let's go to Certain Judgment in Dallas. Thanks for calling in, Mr. Judgment or Mrs. Judgment. You are on the air. Hold on one second. Certain Judgment in Dallas, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, excellent. Couple quick plugs. Charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash, excellent. Use it. Don't swallow. Wake Up America coffee, excellent. Make some. Do swallow. Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, excellent. Do swallow, but wash it down with excellent turmeric extract. Anyway, enough with the plugs. As far as the woman who called earlier regarding her son that was in the military, the chaplain wanted proof of Christian belief before entering the military, so that doesn't allow for any conversion to Christianity after entering the service. I thought that was a little messed up.
Well, it's just so you can they have this type of stuff,
right?
For like,
right.
Yeah, just so people can't say, oh, I'm Christian, so I get exempt from this. In the same way, like, I know they do it with, like, hunting bald eagles. Like, you have to show, like, you and your grandparents all participated in a ceremony where an eagle was killed as a sacrifice. Like, they have religious exemptions, but you can't just be some random guy and go, yeah, I just converted to the Cherokee thing, so I killed this eagle. Like, so it makes sense why they do that, but she provided them proof. So even with the proof, it wasn't given, right?
Yes. And as far as like, I really do think they're going to press for dishonorable discharges, because I believe this is a part of a larger plan to disarm any and all veterans and kick and purge the military once and for all. And I really do think they keep poking the veteran bear in order to to finally get one of them to snap so they can say, gotcha, see, veterans are dangerous. We need to take all their guns away.
Right.
And they really, I truly believe they brought the troops home from Afghanistan to assist in locking down America when antibody dependent enhancement kills thousands, if not millions, of people this winter. And as far as the Australians go, the Australians are going to realize as they get rounded up one by one that really, they're going to come to the conclusion in their own mind that you know, more violent means are going to be the only way to resist these people, because the peaceful means, they're just getting picked off one by one.
Oh, you're exactly right, and that's exactly what they're trying to force us into. And, yeah, you make some great points. I mean, just like them trying to earlier this year purge the military of white supremacists by claiming things like Christian symbols or meme symbols were evidence of white supremacy. No, it's about getting rid of people in the army who will question orders. It's about getting rid of people who will actually think for themselves, is this just and should I do this? You want to get rid of those people because they are literally preparing to turn the American army on the American people.
And dishonorable discharges turns everybody into felons, so they can't own guns anymore. That's what it's
very
really
good
all
point.
About.
Wow. Yeah. So, okay. Dishonorable discharge means you can't own guns. You know, it's amazing. They're spiking the cannons, right? When you flee a fort, you're supposed to spike the cannons. They do it with veterans. They didn't do it with the actual cannons, though, strangely
enough.
I'm
not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system and your body, and just stuff that's essential for general health, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen Block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off. And, of course, we have X2, totally essential deep earth crystal iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Two URLs that I hope you'll write down, I hope you'll save, and I hope you'll visit. One is swanbitcoin.com/Alex, where you get $10 free of Bitcoin. They are the highest rated service for folks that want to be above board when they invest in Bitcoin. Swanbitcoin.com/Alex. And then for you great listeners and viewers that want to support the InfoWar in this critical fight, Infowars.com/crypto. You can donate Bitcoin there and a whole bunch of other cryptocurrencies as well, and then we will use it in the fight against the globalists. So Infowars.com/crypto if you want to support the InfoWar and want to take us to the next level. Your support is critical. The globalists aren't going to back down until we defeat them, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Infowars.com/crypto or swanbitcoin.com/Alex to get involved. Thank you, and God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back to American Journal. Our show this morning was sort of thrown off the rails in the best possible way. I had a plan to talk about certain things and show certain videos, but then we got a caller named Carol Ann in Florida who was nearly in tears fretting about her son who was threatened with 2 years in the brig for refusing to take the vaccine by the military. He has until this afternoon to somehow find an exemption. He tried to do a religious exemption through the chaplain and was denied that, and they've basically scuttled any possibility of him getting around it. So luckily, nationalfile.com has been reporting on this quite a bit. Patrick Howley has been at the forefront, and we've got callers referencing him, and we've been reading his articles, and luckily he was available. We reached out, and he's actually joining us for the remainder of the program and to help us go through some of this and hopefully provide some information so people like Carol Ann will at least have some footing to stand on as they attempt to go up against the military industry, essentially, that's attempting to inoculate their son with an experimental and dangerous jab. So thank you so much for coming on at such short notice, Patrick.
Harrison, it's good to be here. And, you know, my heart goes out to the families of all of our military service members. This has been an effort in real time to try to save these men and women from the injection. We know that the injection depletes people's immune systems. It depletes their antibodies. They have, in some cases, 1/6 of the number of antibodies after a vaccine, not to mention every time they get a booster shot, their immune system goes down even more. So we've been involved in a real-time effort to try to save our military from this injection, which obviously is going to affect the health of our military. This is an existential crisis as I see it. The Chinese Communist Party obviously wants our fighting men and women to be injected, and so we've been working around the clock to try to stop the Sleepy Joe regime from committing what I feel is the biggest act of treason against the United States that has ever been committed by the U.S. government.
I have to say, as extreme as that sounds, that is exactly what this seems like, and it's almost unbelievable how fast they've been able to roll this out and how sort of reckless they are with the lives of our soldiers. And now, you know, they're denying religious exemptions or even medical exemptions in some cases. I mean, what is the hope for soldiers like our caller's son who are being told you have until this afternoon or you'll be in front of a court martial facing 2 years in the brig? I mean, what do you do when you're in that situation?
Well, there's just so much opposition to what we've been trying to do at every turn. There is obviously an option for a religious exemption, but what's happening is the military chaplains are the front line of shutting down the religious exemptions. They're supposed to be the religious advisors for the military. They are actually one of the most subversive groups in the military, and they are shutting down the religious exemptions. The Biden administration, I know, has intentionally not given any guidance on religious exemptions to people. We know, based on military regulation, that they are supposed to be testing people in the military for prior immunity. Maybe they had the flu. Maybe they had the common cold. Maybe they already had coronavirus. They're supposed to be testing for prior immunity in order to avoid the vaccine. They have not been doing that. And then the military came out and said that they are not going to be doing that. So this is a total contradiction of their own military regulation. Meanwhile, as I reported, the U.S. Navy is forming a new disciplinary squad called the CCDA to punish vaccine resistors, including by, quote, administrative separation. Okay? The military leadership is at total war with the military itself. But there is some kind of COVID squad. One of my sources, a top naval officer, called it a Gestapo COVID squad. It's called the COVID Consolidated Disposition Authority.
Right.
So talk about George Orwell, COVID Consolidated Disposition Authority, and they are going to be a central authority on punishing vaccine resistors. Meanwhile, we have some hope in the sense that active duty U.S. military members are suing the Pentagon, suing Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. This is going viral right now, suing other Biden administration officials and also Biden agencies in order to try to get out of this vaccine. And we know that the U.S. Navy is forcing non-vaccinated sailors now to sign page 13 forms, which basically gives their commanders the ability to say, hey, you can't go to the gym, you can't go to restaurants, you can't go to concerts, you can't go to movie theaters. Essentially, you need to stay inside at all times and be punished and possibly be even be separated. This is very similar to what is happening at West Point, where cadets who don't want to take the vaccine are put into solitary confinement.
Right.
So the pressure on our military is overwhelming right now. We are doing everything we possibly can. Fox News is not helping us. Ronna Romney is not helping us. Why is Ronna Romney still the head of the Republican Party? We are talking about an existential threat to our military, and guys like you and me, Harrison, are two of the only people who are out there. The Republican Party, Ted Cruz, all these people who talk, okay, they need to stop talking and they need to take action because this is an existential threat, and China is going to benefit if our entire military gets sick from this injection.
Man, so much of what you just said, I could go off on, because you're exactly right. I mean, just sticking to your last point, the disappointment of the Republicans now, and you can go off in the political sphere as well. I covered the story today. Mitch McConnell saying we'll never impeach Biden. Liz Cheney being appointed to the board of January 6th. I mean, this is not a left or right issue. This is an established, entrenched elite psychopaths versus everybody else issue, and people need to understand that and take it that seriously.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, a Facebook and Google partner in the Washington, D.C. area, this just tells you about the deep state. Of course, it's the Washington, D.C. area, right? Mm. They're actually compiling information on the children of vaccine resistors. They are compiling information on the shopping habits of vaccine resistors in order to try to, you know, geoengineer them to a local vaccine spot using their shopping habits by trying to point them in the direction of shopping centers that are close to vaccine places. This is the sickness. This is how much data is being compiled on you. This is the sickness that that these people are determined to get you to put this experimental cocktail of demon juice, this 666 mark of the beast, into your body. This is what they are trying to do. So there is so much pressure on normal people right now. There's so much pressure on the military, which is being punished. And we know now from the fact that Sleepy Joe Biden has given a kill list of Americans to the Taliban. We know that the Sleepy Joe regime has left the Americans to die. We know that the Sleepy Joe regime has given billions of dollars in weaponry to the Taliban. We know that the Sleepy Joe regime is not on the side of the United States of America. This is a rogue, treasonous, traitor regime, okay? And we know that whatever they are going to try to mandate for the military, including this vaccine, is going to come at the expense of U.S. national security and is going to aid and abet our enemies. This is nothing less than treason against the United States of America. Congressman Mo Brooks, running for the Senate, is trying to impeach Biden for treason. But if you impeach Biden for treason, you have to understand then it's Kamala Harris. And after Kamala Harris, it's Nancy Pelosi. What we need to do is we need to decertify this election because we know the fraud that happened in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, where Claire Whittle Vog was counting the votes illegally in the middle of the night. We know about Ruby Friedman's suitcase full of votes at State Farm Arena in Fulton County. We know about Sherpygate in Arizona, where they were they knew that the Sherpies were ruining the ballots and using them anyway for same-day voters. We know all of this was happening all over the country. It's time to decertify the election. It's time for the Republican Party to have some cojones for once and save us from the communist takeover, because these people are destroying our military and the health of our active duty servicemen. These are the people we're going to send over to combat for all of these wars that Sleepy Joe wants to cook up. And he wants to destroy the health of our military. This is an existential crisis. And if Ronna Romney does not listen to this segment and act, then she has no place as the head of the Republican National Committee whatsoever. And you should be the head of the Republican National Committee instead of her. Anyone on InfoWars should be.
Oh, look, you're exactly right. And all of these issues may seem separate, but they're all deeply intertwined. You don't get one without the other, and we have to face this all at once. It may seem overwhelming, but the fact is people are waking up. Incredible stuff. Patrick Howley at Howley Reporter on Twitter. National File. We'll be right back with more.
Around the world, the general public has woken up to the fact that this isn't a left or right issue. This global corporate Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset, takeover. This is a technocracy. But very few leaders, Orban, Bolsonaro, and just a few others, are addressing it for what it is to their people. A foreign, anti-human, anti-family, anti-God takeover of the very biological system of humans. This is a corporate takeover of our bodies, of ourselves, with the world ID, the medical tracking system that'll be tied to the carbon taxes. It's all been announced. It is a dystopic nightmare, and humanity is starting to organize, but our leaders aren't. We need Senator Paul and Senator Hawley and others that have shown some understanding of this, and Senator Cruz, to organize against this foreign multinational corporate takeover through big pharma, big banks, and big tech, or we have no hope.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin and Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90+% of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down, because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do, to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing made America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of this turned out to be a special edition of American Journal, where we basically spent the entire show desperately trying to find information and help for this poor woman, Carol Ann, in Florida, who called about her son being forced to take the vaccine after her first son was horrifically injured in Afghanistan in 2011. And it's these people and their suffering and their tears that go completely unheeded and ignored and probably celebrated by the people in charge. You're just the little peasants that go fight their wars for them and pay their bills and vote for them. They don't have to listen to you or care about you whatsoever. And it's really mind-blowing stuff. But it's been great. And we have it's been great hearing from everybody out there with all their ideas and everything. And, of course, we continually reference Patrick Howley's work at National File. He's been doing very, very good stuff about this topic in particular and was gracious enough to come on last minute to help us sort of cycle through all of this. Patrick, what do you think about this? Because we have to remember that these vaccines are all predicated on the concept that this virus must be stopped, and any measure is not extreme enough to stop this disease. What do you think about this, Patrick? A new meta study on infection fatality rate of COVID-19 by age across 14 countries and 23 seroprevalence studies shows that at the age 0 through 19, you have a 0.0027% chance of dying from this. The age 20 to 29, which would be the population we're talking about here, soldiers, 0.014% fatality rate. So, Patrick, we are potentially poisoning our entire military. We are injecting our entire military with an experimental shot with unknown long-term consequences over a disease that has a 0.014% chance of killing somebody who gets it in the ages that we're talking about. What is going on here?
All along, asymptomatic people have been testing positive on PCR tests with the common cold. And the CDC admitted that if you have antibodies associated with the common cold, you can test positive on the PCR test. They are discontinuing the emergency use of the PCR test. This is the CDC. Right. They're discontinuing it on December 31st of this year. Why? Because they cannot differentiate between influenza and coronavirus. They need to give hospitals better tools to differentiate between the flu and coronavirus. This whole thing is a scamdemic. And the fact that the United States military is being threatened with something that is not only causing health problems all over the place, not only is causing magnetization, where magnets are being compelled to people's vaccine spots, okay? You're telling me that that's not going to tie into something in some kind of future narrative here? Okay, this is an existential crisis, not to mention the fact that it's depleting people's immune systems. Yeah. So I've been on the phone around the clock with high-level military officers. We have been trying to do everything we possibly can. I'm one of the few people who is plugged into this issue. Kevin McCarthy, Frank Luntz's little roommate there, is sitting around in his footy pajamas eating chocolate chip cookies with Frank Luntz, okay, and selling out this country to the communist Chinese. He's not saving our military. Ted Cruz will talk till he's blue in the face about how much he loves the military. He's not doing anything for us right now.
This is
a crisis. We are in zero hour here.
No, you're exactly right. And this is the craziest thing, is that if there was one thing you could rely on Republicans to do, it was support the military. In this case, where our military men are being forced to take an experimental, highly dangerous, massive side effects, unknown consequences, like, and they won't stand up for it. So it's like, if this is your one thing, if this is the one maybe even semi-decent thing that Republicans, see as their identity, where are they? Where are they? What are they doing? Why are they not standing up for this? I mean, you could say that about any number of issues, but this is one that they actually pretend to care about. Where are they? They're sitting on the January 6th commission prosecuting American citizens is what they're doing.
They're quislings in our darkest hour. And what's happened is so much big pharma money has been flooded into the political process, not to mention the fact that big pharma money props up cable news, which they all go on to do their Fox hits. That's what these people live for, these yep. Kevin McCarthy types. They just do their little Fox hits, and that's all they do, okay? So much corrupt money has been put into the process that they are unwilling to change the paradigm at all because they're cowards. So they will still act like giving the vaccine to the military is good for them. Oh, oh, vaccines, you know, because they have to pretend that they love vaccines so much. Enough is enough. This isn't even a vaccine. This is an experimental injection. This is an mRNA injection. This is turning people against their own humanity, genetically speaking. Okay, this is turning people into Pfizer units. Okay, not to mention the fact that people are going to be walking around with their disgusting face diapers in addition to all these boosters that they have to continue getting. Somebody on social media, not me, made a great point saying basically you have set your health, your entire body, your entire life now up to a subscription service.
Right.
Where you have to continuously get booster shots in order to survive. This is what's being done to our military. It is an absolute 100% disgrace. The Republican Party, it has no credibility if they don't stand up for this. I don't want to listen to what they have to say after they abandoned us on election integrity, and now they're abandoning our own fighting men and women. We are hearing that so the U.S. Navy has set up a new punishment squad in order to target the vaccine resistors in the military. The vaccine resistors in the military are being shown the door, saying, get out. Now, if that's what you have to do to save your life from this injection, maybe that's what you have to do. But that's what the system wants. That's what the Chinese want. They want all the patriots and freedom lovers to be thrown out of the military. Exactly. They want a military that is 100% about conformity to the communist ideal, conformity to beginning to take orders. We're seeing the United States military now deployed within the United States. There's a base in Kansas where the troops are being deployed in order to help bring in the Afghan refugees. And Israel, by the way, has volunteered to help relocate the Afghan migrants to the United States.
Oh, to here. Oh, how very nice of them, Patrick. Wow. Wow, how very nice of Israel to relocate the refugees here. Oh, wow. Amazing, isn't it?
Oh, such a nice, yes, yeah, such a nice, helpful thing. Fort Bliss in Texas, okay? Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. These are strategic places. Fort Lee in Virginia. These are strategic bases that the Afghans are being given. This is what Scott Greer said it so beautifully. This is what Middle America got for sending their sons over to fight and die in the hallucinogenic sandstorm over the last 20 years. They get Afghan refugees moving into deer hunter country, moving into Middle America, moving into blue collar America, the hollowed out shell of blue collar America after the financiers sold all of the factories, sold the American economy, broke apart the American economy, and they expect to great reset us. Where they expect us to wear disgusting face diapers on our faces and eat insects and live in pods and wait for the Chinese Communist Party to give us our orders. If this happens to the military, okay, I swear to God, we're not going to have a United States as we knew it anymore, because we no longer have a bulwark against tyranny if the military is sick, both mentally, ideologically, and also physically. Yeah. And so we don't want to see all these patriots get thrown out of the military. We want to see a situation where this lawsuit against Lloyd Austin and the Defense Department works. Against the Biden administration works. We want to hold the military chaplains accountable and say, why are you blocking these religious exemptions? Why is the Biden administration not giving the guidance that they're supposed to give on the religious exemptions? Why are OSEX officers, why are commanding officers and COs not being given the tools to process these religious exemptions? Because they don't want to give any religious exemptions. This is criminality being inflicted upon the military by the Sleepy Joe regime, by this puppet Lloyd Austin, by General Milley, and by all these other idiots who pretend that the beautiful Trump grandmas who went in to protest for election integrity are somehow equivalent to Al-Qaeda. Of course, if they were Al-Qaeda, the United States would be giving them weapons and funding to do regime changes all over the world, not throwing them in jail like the great Joe Biggs.
Man, it really is all of this all at once. It's all predicated on one another. I mean, you can just go back through the timeline. It's like the COVID shots, so because Joe Biden's president, because January 6th happened, because the election was stolen, because COVID was implemented, because mail-in ballots. It's one big, massive plan that they've rolled out. We've known about it since the very beginning. We've warned people about it since the very beginning, as have you at National File. And people just don't listen. It's just they act like it's all coincidence. It's all an accident. It's all just the natural progression, and resisting it isn't just pointless, it's wrong and bad, and you should be punished for it. It's absurd that we've gotten to this point, but thank God we have people like yourself fighting the good fight and recognizing the true danger. As you put it earlier in this segment, military is at war with their own soldiers, and as extreme as that sound, it's as accurate as you could possibly be. Patrick Howley can be found on Telegram at t.me/PatrickReports. So his Telegram account is PatrickReports, and you are on Twitter at I want to get your Twitter right. What's your Twitter?
Howley Reporter
on Twitter, and of course National File. Thank you so much for coming on, Patrick. Amazing.
Thank you. I'm in touch with top military officers. We're going to be following this in real time. We're going to try to save the military, do everything we possibly can.
Running out of time. It is 0 hour, as you've said, and it's getting hot in the crucible. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.